Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Paul Mescal, welcome back to the show. The last time we spoke, you gave me and Andrew Scott the upside down Haribo jellies trick. So thank you for that. It's changed my life.
Very, very welcome. Happy to be of service.
Now listen, we're all so super excited to see the trailer to Gladiator 2 later on today. Like, how does it feel to have this much hype about a trailer?
I mean, like, it's new territory for me. It's absolutely bananas. But like, I've seen the trailer, seen the film. I think from my end, the hype is kind of warranted. Look, I'm as big a fan of the first film as the next person, and I think it's just indicative of the legacy that this film has, and Ridley Scott directing a second one. It's for people who love film. I think it's a no brainer, right?
It really is. And look, I know we're seeing the trailer later on today, but what can you tell us about the film in terms of what's going to be seen? Because you've seen the trailer, you don't have to give us any spoilers. But in terms of what people will see today,
I think what they should expect is that it picks the world of the first Gladiator up and plants it kind of 20 years in the future, and it has the same energy and spirit of the first one, but the character's journey through the mad world that is ancient Rome couldn't be more different.
Right.
I think it balances a kind of honoring of the first film, but is very much its own beast, and it very much is a beast of a film.
And I can imagine, I can't wait to see it, so I really can't. But I also kind of, I do like the fact that in real life, it's been 24 years since the first movie.
Hopefully.
And we're kind of that length of time ahead as well. Like, there's kind of a nice marrying of real life and the movie world together.
Yeah. No, it's very satisfying in that regard, in terms of time and story. Yeah.
And is it true that you reckon that playing the GAA helped you secure the role?
Oh, look, whatever it took to get me over the line, I'm sure. Look, I'm well used to kind of throwing myself around on a pitch, and that was useful in the Colosseum of ancient Rome for sure.
I would imagine. Talk about the training for a second. Was there much that you had to do to kind of become this character of Lucius and physically embody him? Did you need to change anything about yourself that way?
Yeah, I had to eat a lot, to put on a bit of stone,
really?
Had to lift lots of heavy things, run around. But like, I had a team of people around who are telling me to eat what, when, run where, run how far, lift this heavy thing for X amount of times.
Yeah.
But look, I love the kind of act of having a, like, when you're talking about films of this scale, you have a team of experts around you who support your entire process. So it was kind of a dream come true with that. Like, there was no stone left unturned with that kind
Amazing.
Of part of it.
And hair, makeup, beard, was that all natural or did you have any?
It was all natural, believe it or not. Yeah. Grew out the beard for what felt like 10 years. The Jana and Juliana, who did hair and makeup on this, were just extra. And their work in the film is next level. Like, yeah. So it's lots of blood, dirt covered, sweaty men running around for 2.5 hours.
That's what we're all looking for. from an Irish man's point of view, like, you know, going from sausage ads to Gladiator, like, do you know how proud we all are of you, man? Like, seriously, this has just been such an amazing journey.
No, it's like, I've said this many, many times, but I feel like incredibly proud to be Irish. And like, as you said, going from sausage ads to this wasn't in the bingo cards for me. And to feel like me and Andrew Scott both spoke about this, coming home to do the All of Us Strangers premiere last year. I think it, like, I'm absolutely biased, but I think we've got the most extraordinary country and people who are deeply supportive of the artists that we have. Mm. And we're kind of, as a country, punching far above our weight in terms of the output, and long may it continue. And it should be supported, because we've got immense talent for such a small country. And I definitely feel like an overwhelming sense of support from people back home. I can't wait to take the film there, to be honest.
Amazing. Well, look, we're very glad that you do feel it, because we are definitely sending it out to you. And do please, when you come over for the actual release of the movie to Ireland, drop in to the studio, say hi. Oh. We'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Listen, Paul, thank you so much. Congratulations on the role of Lucius in Gladiator 2. And later on today, we can't wait to see that trailer.
Thanks, bud. See you soon.
Cheers. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM
Podcast.